To be here today.
Y más gozo aún, Cristo ha resucitado.
But even more joy is that Christ has risen.
Jesucristo ha resucitado.
Jesus Christ is risen.
Porque Él vive, nosotros vivimos.
Because He lives, we also live.
Y eso es el cristianismo.
That is the essence of Christianity.
Él os ha dado vida eterna.
He has given us eternal life.
Porque Él venció la muerte.
Because He is victorious over death.
Abremos las Sagradas Escrituras.
Let's open the Holy Scriptures.
Y vamos a Lucas.
Let's go to the Gospel of Luke.
Capítulo 24.
Chapter 24.
El 1 al 12.
We'll read its first 12 verses. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. Verse 2. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves. And he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
Three days before, nuestras mentes se remontan a ese momento difícil.
Our minds are taken back to that very difficult time.
Y escuchamos esas pronunciaciones de todo el pueblo ahí presente.
And we can remember and almost hear the cry of the tumult that day.
Crucifíquenle, crucifíquenle.
Crucify him. Crucify him.
Él fue a la cruz.
He went to the cross.
Isaías dice que no había parecer en él.
Isaiah said that there was no attraction in him.
Su cuerpo fue desfigurado.
His body was disfigured.
No se podía reconocer.
He couldn't recognize him.
Fue duro y oscuro.
It was hard and dark.
Porque él murió por usted y por mí.
Because he died for you and for me.
Él no debía hacerlo.
He didn't have to.
Pero él nació para morir.
But he was born to die.
Esta mañana quisiera hablar de la resurrección.
This morning I would like to share a couple of thoughts on the resurrection.
No hay nada que argumentar.
There's nothing to argue here.
Las escrituras son claras.
Scriptures are clear.
Y no podemos negar esta verdad a nadie.
We cannot deny this fact to anyone.
Sabemos que él resucitó entre los muertos.
We know that he was resurrected from the dead.
Y la única razón de que alguien no quisiera escuchar esto es porque no quiere creer.
And the only reason why someone would not want to believe this is because they simply choose to.
Pero Jesucristo resucitó entre los muertos.
But Christ is risen from within the dead.
El Señor había muerto y aparentemente sus enemigos habían ganado la victoria.
The Lord died and apparently to his enemies, they had conquered.
Pero él resucitó.
But he arose.
Nadie podía explicar esto.
Who can explain this?
Ni la ciencia, ni nadie.
Science can't explain this. No one can.
Nadie puede penetrar en este milagro y poder. Como alguien muere y en medio de los muertos se levanta.
No one can penetrate this mystery. How can someone die and then come back to life?
Solo puedo creer.
You can only believe in this.
Que él venció la muerte.
That he defeated death.
La cruz y la resurrección son la base de nuestra fe.
The cross and the resurrection are the foundation of our faith.
Son las dos doctrinas que nos mantienen una viva esperanza.
Two doctrines, two teachings that maintain our hope alive.
En la cruz se paga el precio.
On the cross he paid the price.
En la resurrección se obtiene la vida eterna.
And in the resurrection we have eternal life.
La resurrección es el sello, es la garantía, es la base de nuestra fe.
The resurrection is the seal, the assurance that we have life. And it's the assurance of our faith.
Una de las lecturas de esta mañana que leía nuestro hermano Bill.
One of the scriptures that our brother Bill read this morning.
Si Jesucristo no hubiera resucitado.
Says that if Christ had not risen.
Note usted, tres cosas pasarían.
Three things would happen, brothers and sisters.
Nuestra predicación es vana.
Our preaching would be in vain.
Nuestra fe es vana.
Our faith would be in vain.
Y somos hallados testigos falsos de Dios.
And we would have been false witnesses of God.
Qué terrible.
Terrible.
Pero él resucitó.
But he arose.
Quisiera compartir unos pensamientos en esta lectura.
Just a couple more thoughts on this portion of scripture.
En primer lugar, la piedra fue removida.
First thing was that the stone was rolled away.
María Magdalena y otras mujeres.
Mary Magdalene and some of the other women.
Se levantaron temprano, muy temprano, oscuro.
They got up early, very early, and it was still dark.
Prepararon especias aromáticas para ir a echarle al cuerpo del Señor.
They prepared those spices to prepare the body of the Lord.
Pero con la sorpresa de que la piedra ha sido removida.
But to their surprise, the stone had been rolled away.
El verso 2 dice, y hallaron removida la piedra del sepulcro.
Verse 2 says that the stone had been rolled away.
¿Quién la removió?
Who could have done this?
Mateo nos describe que un ángel la removió y se sentó sobre ella.
Matthew tells us that an angel had removed the stone and sat upon it.
Pilato había ordenado sellar esta piedra.
Pilate had ordered to seal this stone.
Para que el cuerpo no sea robado.
So that his body would not be stolen. I don't know how to translate that.
Sí puedes, porque lee los pensamientos.
He says I can because I can read his thoughts.
Pero estas mujeres encontraron la piedra removida.
Those women found that stone rolled away.
Wow, algo pasa aquí.
What is happening here?
Siguiente, la tumba está vacía.
Even further, the tomb is empty.
Note el verso 3.
Verse 3, look.
Y entrando, no hallaron el cuerpo del Señor Jesús.
It says that they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
¿Dónde está el cuerpo?
Where is the body?
¿Quién se lo robó? ¿Quién se lo llevó?
Could someone have stolen the body? Who took him?
Creo que es una reacción de un ser humano cuando alguien muere, no puede irse a ningún lugar, al menos que alguien se lo robe.
It's human nature. When a person dies, you just go to the tomb. That's where you expect the body. Who could have stolen it?
Pero no encuentran el cuerpo.
They don't find the body.
Qué sorpresa, ¿cierto?
What a surprise to them.
La piedra está removida.
Stone removed.
Entran.
They go in.
Y no encuentran el cuerpo.
They don't find the body.
Aquí algo ha pasado.
What has happened here?
Tres se encuentran con un mensaje.
But they're greeted with a message.
Verso 4 y 5.
And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead?
Nuestro hermano Steven Greenberg decía,
our brother Steve Greenberg said,
en Juan,
in John, the Gospel of John,
él ha resucitado.
He is risen.
¡Qué mensaje!
What a message.
Imagínese, usted va a visitar al sepulcro de un ser querido y se encuentra que él está vivo.
Could you imagine going to the tomb of one of your loved ones that has passed away and find out that they're not there?
¡Qué alegría!
What a joy.
Estos ángeles, ¿por qué buscáis entre los muertos al que vive?
These angels said, why do you seek the living among the dead?
Él no está aquí, sino que ha resucitado.
He is not here, he is risen.
Él ha resucitado.
He is risen.
¡Qué mensaje, amados!
What a message, beloved.
Tengo 10 minutos.
I have 10 more minutes. But 20 because I'm translating. Just kidding.
¿Recuerden quién fue que le llevó un mensaje a María?
Do you remember who took that message to Mary?
Que iba a tener un niño y le llamarás.
At the beginning of the story, Mary was given a message and that she would have a child. Who was it?
Los ángeles.
An angel.
¿Quién le está dando la noticia aquí a estas mujeres?
Who is giving this message to these women now, at the end of the story?
No entiendo nosotros los hombres.
I don't understand us men.
Fueron las mujeres,
but it was the women that received that message,
que se encontraron con este mensaje.
They were greeted with this message.
¿Dónde está Pedro?
Where's Juan? Peter? Where's John?
¿Dónde están los demás que fueron los discípulos? 3 años y medio anduvieron día tras día con él.
Where are the others, the disciples that spent almost three and a half years with him, day by day?
Y escuchando que el Señor les decía, es necesario que el Hijo del Hombre padezca, muera en la cruz, pero al tercer día resucite.
And they heard many times, it is necessary that the Son of Man suffer and die, and on the third day rise again. Where were they?
Pero aquí están estas mujeres.
Here we have these women.
Los ángeles le dice, él no está aquí.
Angels tell them, he is not here.
Él ha resucitado.
He is risen.
Y hay algo interesante. Les dice, acuérdense.
And he tells them something very interesting. He says, remember.
¿Sabe por qué? El Señor también a la hora de instituir la cena dice, hace esto en memoria de mí.
It's the same reason why when the Lord instituted the emblems that we celebrate, he said, do this in remembrance of me.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque muchas veces se los olvida, amados.
Because we are so forgetful, beloved.
Y olvidamos lo mejor.
And we forget the best.
Un día como hoy, Él la resucitó. Él resucitó entre los muertos.
A day like today, He rose from the dead.
¿Cómo poder olvidar?
How can you forget that He had said this?
Sin embargo, muchos hemos olvidado este momento.
And yet, many of us sometimes forget this moment.
Acuérdense.
Remember.
Le dice a estas mujeres que el Señor les había dicho que Él iba a resucitar entre los muertos.
He had told these women that He would rise from within the dead, from the dead. He tells them, remember.
La resurrección provoca reacción.
The resurrection provokes a reaction, doesn't it?
Y quiero mencionar tres cosas aquí.
And there's three things here that I want to share with you.
Note la primera reacción que estas mujeres, al darse cuenta que Jesús había resucitado, note la reacción, verso 8 y 9.
Here's the first reaction that I want you to notice in verse 8 and 9 that these women had when they received the news that He had risen. Verse 8 and 9. And they remembered His words. Again, and they remembered His words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest.
Y volviendo del sepulcro, note usted, dieron nuevas de todas estas cosas a los 11 y a todos los demás.
And note this action. Returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest.
¿Cuál es la reacción de nosotros, amados?
What is our reaction, beloved?
Debemos proclamar esta verdad.
We should be proclaiming this truth.
Como hicieron estas mujeres, llevaron esta noticia. No es una noticia.
In the same manner that they took this message.
Simple.
And this is not just any news.
Es una noticia que trae vida eterna.
This is news that brings eternal life.
Es una noticia que trae esperanza.
This is news that brings hope.
Todos vamos a morir. ¿Qué esperanza hay eso?
We are all going to die. What hope is that? Is there in that?
Oh, pero Cristo ha traído vida.
But Christ has given us life.
Esa es buena noticia.
That is the good news.
Y alabamos al Señor porque esa noticia nos ha dado vida eterna.
And we are so thankful and praise God because that news gives us eternal life.
Entonces, la reacción de la resurrección, esa debe ser. Ya la conocemos. Ahora debemos manifestar que Cristo ha resucitado y que Él es la vida.
And that is our reaction, or should be our reaction. We know the news. He has risen from the dead, and we should proclaim it and share it.
La otra reacción es los discípulos.
The other reaction is we see it in the disciples.
El verso 11 dice, mas a ellos les pareció locura las palabras de ellas y no la creían.
Look at their reaction in verse 11. And their words, meaning the words of the women, seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them.
No voy a cuestionar a los discípulos.
I'm not questioning the disciples.
Porque esto no es fácil de creer.
Because it's not something easy to believe in.
Es por fe.
It's by faith.
Es creer en la palabra del Señor.
It's to believe in the word of God.
Que Él ha resucitado.
That He is risen.
Y quiero terminar.
And I would just like to end.
De dos personajes. El hermano leyó, el hermano Stevie Greenville en Juan. De dos personajes, de Pedro y Juan.
And just would like to share some of the thoughts that from the scripture that Steve Greenberg shared this morning. Two characters, John and Peter.
El verso 12 dice, pero levantándose Pedro, corrió al sepulcro y cuando miró dentro, vio los lienzos solos y se fue a casa maravillándose de lo que había
Look at Peter's reaction in verse 12. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
En Juan capítulo 20, verso 2 dice, entonces corrió y fue a Simón Pedro y al otro discípulo, aquel al que amaba a Jesús, y les dijo, se han llevado del sepulcro al Señor y no sabemos a dónde lo han puesto. Pedro y Juan salieron corriendo.
Peter and John left that tomb running.
La Biblia dice, posiblemente Juan era más atleta que Pedro.
It could be that John was more athletic than Peter.
Que Juan llegó primero.
John got there first.
Pero noten algo, no entró.
But you notice one thing, John did not enter.
Lo que quiero es pensar por qué los únicos discípulos que al momento de escuchar la noticia salen corriendo. ¿Por qué?
Let's think about this. Why is it that the first two disciples that heard this news, their first reaction was to run to the tomb? Why?
Quiero pensar en Pedro.
Let's think about Peter.
Pedro había negado al Señor.
Peter had denied the Lord.
Y quería verlo.
He wanted to see him.
Juan estuvo en la cruz.
John was close by at the cross.
Y vio el cuerpo desfigurado.
And he saw that disfigured body.
Quizás él no entró porque no quería verlo así.
Perhaps he didn't go in because he didn't want to see him in that state.
No quería tener aquella imagen.
He didn't want to have that image in his mind.
Que lo vio en la cruz.
Same image that he saw on the cross.
Quizás por eso no entró.
Perhaps that's what.
Pero Pedro, el momento de llegar al sepulcro, entró.
But Peter, as soon as he got there, he went in.
¿Cuál fue la noticia?
What was the news?
¿O cuál fue la sorpresa?
What was the surprise?
Que vio a Pedro. ¿Vio al Señor?
Did he see the Lord?
No.
No.
Él no está en la tumba.
He wasn't at the tomb.
No debemos correr a la tumba ya.
We don't need to run to the tomb anymore.
Amados,
beloved,
la reacción de la resurrección provoca ir a hablar de lo que hemos creído en su palabra.
The reaction of the news of the resurrection should provoke us to go and speak about that event.
Amado, la resurrección provoca ir a ver a Cristo.
That reaction should be to go and seek and see the Lord.
Queremos verlo.
We want to see him, don't we?
¿Cierto? Lo queremos ver.
We want to see him.
Amados hermanos, Jesucristo ha resucitado, por lo tanto un día lo vamos a ver.
Beloved, he is risen and one day we will see him.
Y venimos aquí porque queremos verle.
And we come here with that expectation. We want to see him.
Lo maravilloso de la vida cristiana es que un día vamos a ver al Rey de Reyes y Señor de Señores.
That is the wonderful thing about this Christian faith, is that one day we will see the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings.
Y eso es maravilloso.
And that is wonderful.
¿Saben qué pasó con Pedro? Que Pedro salió maravillado.
Peter left that tomb marveling.
Y Juan creyó.
And John believed.
La resurrección provoca convicción.
The resurrection provokes conviction.
Que hay vida en Cristo.
That there is life only in Christ.
Pero también provoca que hay gozo en nuestros corazones.
And it also provokes joy in our hearts.
No hay necesidad de ir. No es que está mal a un creyente ir a visitarlo a una tumba.
It's not that it's bad for a Christian to go to the tombs, but it's not necessary for us.
Él está con el Señor.
Our relatives, our loved ones, they're with the Lord. If they're...
Mientras miraba por a través de Zoom,
I was watching through Zoom,
la sepultura de mi padre,
the burial of my father.
Las imágenes, miraba aquí bajando aquel como el ataúd.
And I saw the images of them carrying the casket.
Y vi que lo iban induciendo abajo.
And I watched as they were lowering him into the ground.
Pero antes de eso, yo quería verlo.
Before that, my desire was to see him.
Para el tiempo de la pandemia no era permitido por las autoridades.
During the pandemic, it was not allowed by the authorities.
Así es que no lo pude ver.
So I could not see that moment.
Vi una caja de madera.
I saw a piece of lumber being lowered.
Que fue enterrada.
It was buried in the ground.
Y escuchaba caer piedras, tierra encima.
And I could hear dirt, stones falling on top of that casket.
Hasta que la tierra llegó a su nivel.
Until it was filled up.
Amados, qué bendición que Cristo ha resucitado.
Beloved, what a blessing that Christ has risen.
Usted y yo no vamos a ver y no vamos a conocer a nadie como lo conocimos aquí en la tierra. Lo vamos a ver un cuerpo glorificado.
Beloved, one day we will not know each other as we know each other now in the flesh.
No más dolor.
We will have glorified bodies where there will be no more pain.
No más lucha.
No more struggle.
No más tristeza.
No more sadness.
No habrá nada de lo que podamos experimentar aquí en este lugar.
Nothing of what we experience here in this place.
¿Sabe por qué, hermanos?
You know why, brothers and sisters?
Porque Él resucitó.
Because He resurrected.
Y nos ha dado vida eterna.
He has given us eternal life.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Padre.
Father.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Tu Hijo amado murió en una cruz.
Your beloved Son died on a cross.
Él pagó el precio.
He paid the price.
A cabalidad. A tal naturaleza que tú quedaste complacido.
He completely paid the price that you were so satisfied.
No hay nada más que agregar. No hay nada más que hacer.
There's nothing to add, nothing else to do.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Porque a través de Cristo.
Because through Christ.
Nos ves como si nunca hubiésemos pecado.
You see us as if we never sinned.
Pero también, oh Padre.
But also, Father.
Gracias por la resurrección.
Thank you for the resurrection.
Qué doctrina de la gracia.
What a teaching of grace.
Qué maravilloso.
How marvelous.
Y es que esta.
Your beloved one resurrected from the dead.
Y porque Él vive.
Because He lives.
Nosotros vivimos.
We live also.
Te alabamos esta mañana.
We worship you this morning.
Y exaltamos tu nombre.
We praise your name.
Porque tú eres digno de toda honra.
Because you are worthy of all glory and honor.
En Cristo Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.